This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The gunman in the U.S. who massacred 19 children and teachers at an elementary school Tuesday had warned in online messages minutes before the attack that he had shot his grandmother and was going to shoot up a school, the governor of Texas said Wednesday. Salvador Ramos, 18, used an AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle Tuesday at Robb Elementary School in the town of Uvalde that ended with police storming a classroom and killing him. He had legally bought two such rifles just days before, soon after his 18th birthday, authorities said. Investigators shed no light on the motive for the attack, which also left 19 people wounded. Governor Greg Abbott said Ramos, a resident of the small town about 85 miles west of San Antonio, had no known criminal or mental health history. But about 30 minutes before the bloodbath, Ramos sent three messages online.
He said, "I'm going to shoot my grandmother." The second post was, "I shot my grandmother." The third post, maybe less than 15 minutes before arriving at the school, was, "I'm going to shoot an elementary school."
The attack in the predominantly Latino town was the deadliest school shooting in the U.S. since a gunman killed 20 children and 6 adults at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown, Connecticut in December 2012. Russian forces on Wednesday pounded the easternmost Ukrainian-held city in the Donbas region that is now the focus of the three-month war, threatening to shut off the last main escape route for civilians trapped in the path of their advance. After failing to seize Ukraine's capital, Kiev, or its second city, Kharkiv, Russia is trying to take full control of the Donbas, which it already claims on behalf of separatists. This is VOA News. The United States, European Union, and Britain have jointly announced the creation of the Atrocity Crimes Advisory Group. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington explains it's the latest international effort to help document crimes allegedly committed by Russian forces in Ukraine.
U.S. officials say the new entity is aimed at directly supporting the Ukraine prosecutor's office in gathering evidence of war crimes and other atrocities committed there since the Russian invasion. State Department spokesman Ned Price says this is part of the commitment by the United States to ensure those responsible for such crimes are held accountable.
It helps our Ukrainian partners actually collect that evidence, actually on the ground with mobile justice teams composed of international and Ukrainian experts.
The European, American, and other team members will primarily be based in Poland, but are expected to make short-term trips into Ukraine. Russia denies committing war crimes in Ukraine. Steve Harmon, VOA News, Washington.
In the U.S., President Joe Biden signed a policing order on the second anniversary of George Floyd's death, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
President Joe Biden signed an executive order Wednesday to improve accountability in policing. The signing came 2 years to the day that George Floyd died while detained by police in Minneapolis. Floyd's family was in attendance at the White House.
Events remembering your loved ones, even though they're met with great reverence, are really hard. Everything's come back as if it was happening yesterday.
The event followed by one day yet another mass shooting in America, this one at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas.
I'm just sick and tired of what's going on. It continues to go on.
Biden said he and the First Lady will travel to Uvalde in the coming days to meet with the families. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Tunisian President Kais Saied issued on Wednesday a decree to call voters to a referendum on a new constitution on July 25th, the official Gazette said, ignoring opposition calls to reverse the controversial move. Saied last week named a law professor to head an advisory committee to draft a new constitution for a new republic, excluding political parties from the restructuring political system, and now they're saying they're going to boycott it. Recapping our top story, the gunman in the U.S. who massacred 19 children and 2 teachers at an elementary school Tuesday had warned in online messages minutes before the attack that he had shot his grandmother and was going to shoot up a school, the governor of Texas said Wednesday. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.